From the School of Communication at Loyola University Chicago, this is Q&A with Jill Geisler.
Hello, good to have you back. Today, what sources are best for fact-checking? Boy, in the digital age, we are awash in information, aren't we? How do you know what's truly accurate? You hear a candidate make a claim, or you get an email from a friend alerting you to some outrageous scandal in government, or you see an interesting video on Facebook. Is it too good to be true? You read an opinion column or hear a commentator declare a truth. How do you know what to believe? Research says that we often fall victim to what's called confirmation bias. That is, if we want to believe something is true, we go to sources most likely to agree with us. But that's dangerous. Today, it is entirely possible to restrict our information, our TV and radio channels, our print publications, and of course, our online information, to only those things that support our beliefs, our interests, our preferences, and our biases. But if we consume only what reinforces what we think we know, are we ever really learning anything? That's why I always encourage leaders, in fact, I encourage everyone, to seek out information from multiple sources, to look for the best thinkers whose views challenge yours. Note that I said the best thinkers, not just the best talkers, because some people can talk a good game and sound very persuasive, but I'm talking about people who document what they say, who offer sources and resources. You know, they show their math, if you will. But how do you check the veracity of those sources? What are some good resources for fact-checking? Okay, some people go to Wikipedia, and I'd say that's only a starting point. Wikipedia is good, it's edited by humans, and pretty carefully, but it is imperfect, because there are people who attempt to manipulate it, adding information that is self-serving to them, for example, and it doesn't meet Wikipedia's commitment to impartiality and neutrality and proof. So Wikipedia can get re-edited often, and you might just have landed on it in between edits. So start with Wikipedia if you'd like, but don't stop there. Look at the references that Wikipedia suggests and check out those references. Are they recent? Do they come from unbiased sources? Who funds those sources? You can check those things. And if you are checking internet rumors, a very good place to check them out is called Snopes.com. S-N-O-P-E-S, Snopes.com. It's a website dedicated to debunking all those chain emails with urban legends and photoshopped pictures and doctored videos. It will also tell you if something is true. I've had to gently advise more than a few friends and relatives that the OMG they just sent me or posted is unfortunately a hoax, and I directed them gently to Snopes.com for documentation. Now, for politics, I'd recommend factcheck.org, PolitiFact, and PunditFact. I need to disclose that I'm on the advisory board of PunditFact, but because of that, I see how the team behind both PolitiFact and PunditFact conducts rigorous checking, first asking a politician or a pundit who makes a claim to provide documentation for what they just said. Then they cross-check that information with other credible sources, and they assemble a team of editors to review and make a judgment call of false, true, or pants on fire. But that team looks it over before finally publishing that result. This year, I also think that the New York Times is doing a very strong job of fact-checking political candidates in the United States, and they're collecting all of those on one page on the New York Times site. I'd recommend it. According to the American Press Institute, fact-checking has increased dramatically across the world in the past year. People do really think it's important. But there's also some disconcerting news, research that says that in the face of facts, some people with deeply held beliefs dig in even deeper. They don't want the facts to get in the way of their feelings. Well, let's hope that's not you or me. Facts matter, as does fact-checking, critical thinking, and our willingness to learn and even change our minds in the face of facts. That's Q&A for today. For Loyola University Chicago, I'm Jill Geisler.